You're listening to the Devi Hour Podcast, part of the RotoHeat.com family of podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of the Devi Hour. I am your host, Brad Menendez. As always, joined by the man, the myth, the Veldboom. Paul, how are we doing tonight? Again, brother.
I feel like I'm saying the same thing we said an hour ago. It's a Friday night. The work week's over. We got college football this weekend. We had NFL last night. We have NFL on Sunday and Monday.
We're back.
Yes.
We're back at it.
Yes. It's not hopefuls. It's not whatever. It's actual hitting each other.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's exciting. We, my wife and I, we tend to kind of look at our streaming stuff every year and say, okay, what are we paying for? What do we want to pay for? And we tend to reevaluate, and we decided to switch this year to YouTube TV. And with it comes unlimited DVR space. And I literally have it set to DVR every college football game. Like, I was like, any game that's on a TV channel that I get with my paid subscription, it will be recorded. I know Notre Dame plays tomorrow night, and that'll be interesting to see some of those guys. Like I was telling you pre-show, I was watching the BYU trouncing, which didn't really give me much to really get excited about because, you know, these guys were dominating lesser competition. So it is what it is. You know, yeah. But it's football's back, and that's the important thing. For those that are listening to the, or watching or listening to the pod or this, the recording at some point in a later date, we are currently during the season recording back to back our Monday night IDP show and our Nevy show on Friday nights the week before and leading up to the next week so that we can have it out, because obviously you're not going to watch us on Monday night. We're not going to watch us on Monday night. We're going to be watching football. You're not going to want to watch or listen to us on Thursday night either, because there's football. So that we can make sure we keep pumping out content and giving you guys stuff to listen to and talk about and all that. We're doubling up Friday nights, recording it all, throwing it out on the different platforms, podcasts and YouTube and all the things. So hopefully you guys stick with us throughout the season. We got some great content on the Devi side of things. We're going to keep doing some of these team breakdowns. And luckily enough, most of these teams are playing at least some sort of a season this year. So hopefully we can give you guys things to talk about and players to watch and things like that. On the news side of things, we might actually get the Big Ten back. You know, there's supposed to be another vote going down to see if they're going to play college or play a season this year. The interesting thing is we're seeing other conferences do it. You know, ACC and some of these others start this weekend, and everybody's doing it. And even if you watch on the NFL side of things, the Chiefs had fans in the stadium. You know, it was like 15,000-17,000, whatever it was. People are even coming to the game. So there's hope. I hope the Big Ten gets their heads out of their nether regions and plays football, because these kids deserve it. Most of these players want to play, and those that don't want to play don't have to. So what do you make of all that, and do you think anything's going to come from it all?
No. Ultimately, I think they do not play in the fall, just because I think they've already made their minds up. I hope they play. I also kind of hope they don't, so I can rub it in people's faces that, you know, O is the number of wins that the Buckeyes have this year. That would be fun at the office with a couple people. Obviously you hope they play, but that's for the kids' perspective. At least they have organization and structure in life.
Well, not only that, but, you know, I heard some of the NFL guys talking, they would rather draft guys who played in 2020 than guys who didn't. You know, you've heard a few of them say that. It's like, what does that do to some of these guys? Now, obviously, we know a lot of guys have already started declaring, but what does it do to some of these guys? You know, and it's, I feel bad for them, because they're making their livelihoods here. And you know, these guys that sit in these castles up in the middle of nowhere, you know, they're making these decisions without thinking about the players. I mean, they're saying they're thinking about their safety, but really?
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I try to give you what I think. 2020 is a little hard to sit here and say, hey, they should, shouldn't, whatever. I'm a huge fan of not forcing a decision on someone.
Well, yeah,
I'll just leave it at that.
Well, and the great thing is that they haven't. Players that are playing have decided they want to play. You know what I mean? Think about the guys that are opting out. Plenty of them have opted out. I mean, and that's perfectly fine as well. But a lot of these guys need to show something to the college guys or to the NFL guys, because some of them are borderline draftable, and if they don't get footage out there, the scouts are going to go what they last saw, and that may not have been great, you know. Especially, I mean, two teams we're talking about tonight, Florida and Auburn, they could desperately use playing time, because there's a lot of guys that need to show something. And I mean, and ultimately, I don't know that really some of these guys are really going to be worth it, but there's some guys that really do need to show out, and, you know.
Yeah, and I just hope that they stay away from home in some of the situations that when you're hanging out with the three individuals from high school that you shouldn't. I would almost rather get the virus and have an excuse of why I was out for 3 weeks and not being in jail.
I mean,
I know that's a sobering look at it, and that's kind of a harsh look at it, but you know it's going to happen at some of these schools. So-and-so got sent home. They hung out with the wrong individuals. They're finished. Like, sorry, it's going
to
happen.
And that's the unfortunate side of it. You know, you have to, especially when you're trying to go to the professional level, you have to surround yourself with the right people. I mean, and you know, and the same goes for anybody. I mean, even us on the team at Roto Heat, you know, we surround ourselves with writers and content creators and guys on stream that are trying to do the right thing. You know, we're trying to be successful. We're not trying to, you know, to be dumb and get people into trouble, you know, and everybody needs to take that approach. You surround yourself with knuckleheads, bad things are going to happen. So, yeah.
Some of us just let our humor out in different forms.
Well, and you know,
tune in later. You'll get that reference when we discuss a certain receiver.
Well, and the nice thing is that there is tasteful ways that you can do anything and have fun with it. You know, I obviously, in one of my daily duties, is a pastor, but I still have tons of movie references, and I reference tons of movies and tons of different content, and you know, I mean, there's tasteful ways to do everything. You know, we have fun with the serial killer references. I mean, you know, I used to, growing up, I was a big horror movie buff, so when you do all these references, 9 times out of 10 I know who you're talking about. The 10th time out of 10 I then question your sanity. I mean, there's, you know, that's just the way it works. So, you know, but we have fun with it, and there's a tasteful way to do it, and you know, and we do that. We don't go crazy like some of the guys that we're going to talk about tonight.
Hopefully not, but yeah, hopefully the Big Ten decides they want to have football, despite my wanting to rub it in the faces of the people at work. Hopefully they make the right decision and at least not provide the option, which is about all we're looking for.
Oh, yeah.
If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Well, and especially...
Show that you're making an effort.
Absolutely. You know, and for me, I mean, obviously coming from the Metro Detroit area, you know, Michigan's a big thing for me, and I'm a big Michigan fan, and, you know, I want to see Joe Milton. You know, the talk is that he's kind of taken over that quarterback room. I mean, there's just so many things that I want to see happen. I want to see some of these other guys. I want to see Jim Harbaugh get canned so we get a real coach. I mean, there's lots of things I want to see, and I feel like none of them are going to happen this year.
That's not always what you're looking for. The middle finger's looking up at you, Mr. Taggart. Yep, looking at you. Looking at you.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. So, but tonight we're talking a couple teams that aren't in the Big Ten. We're talking some SEC teams. We're talking Florida Gators. We're talking Auburn Tigers. There are some very Devy relevant players. Not a lot. As I was looking over the rosters, I was surprised. I'm like, wow. These are pretty storied college franchises, and I'm like, I'm not super impressed with much of the roster. So we'll start on the Florida side of things. You know, Coach Dan Mullen, he deploys a bit of a multiple offensive scheme. They tend to want to be run heavy, but their best player is a tight end. So, you know, it's, you make do with what you got. From the defensive side, they're pretty standard 4-3. They don't really do a lot of exotic looks. So, you know, when you're looking for Devy assets, you could consider defensive ends, but they don't really have any that are super exciting. You know, they've got a couple of safeties that kind of meh. You know, for me, this team really comes down to Kyle Pitts. I do have a couple Kyle Trask shares, but, you know, you can talk about him here in a minute. Outside of that, there's not a lot on Florida that I like. What's your take on this team? Are there some guys that you're liking outside of Pitts? Obviously, everybody knows Kyle Pitts is one of the best tight ends in the country.
Yeah. He probably has the highest floor out of the big three tight ends next year, just because of how he moves his 250-pound frame. He's a nice receiver, probably a top 75 selection next year. He might be much higher if he runs fast. They don't have much behind him, but as at a tight end position, but he's nice. There's not much to say. If he runs fast, you're looking at him in the 1.8 through 2.4 range next year. He doesn't have super high numbers, but that's the SEC tight ends. They have legit athletes over the middle of the field, and once in a while they don't have someone throwing the football. And this isn't a me knocking to Trask, although I'm not a fan of his. The SEC's hard. Like,
it's a tough conference.
It's hard. Like, it's hard. Did you feel any differently than I did about him? Or?
Well, I like Pitts. No, I mean, Kyle Trask is a guy that I'm intrigued by because he has the kind of prototypical NFL, you know, frame, but he's never put it together. So, you know, I've taken a shot on him in one league, which is your USFX, that league. Because I was intrigued by the player and because it's Superflex. I don't know that it's going to be anything more than a wasted pick. So be it. You know, outside of Kyle Pitts, the only other Florida guy that I'm really targeting, and I think I have him in that league as well, is Lorenzo Lingard, the running back. Kind of a dynamic, talented kid. He really is better than what's ahead of him, and I don't know if that speaks to him and his development, but he really should be their starter. Like, I'm not a big Damon Pierce fan or Malik Davis, I think his name is. I'm not a big fan of either of those guys. I think Lingard's just purely a better talent. Anything on Lingard? Is there anything on the defensive side that you're really super interested in?
I will hit basically everyone on offense, but I don't have a lot of notes because I feel about the same way you do. Trask, I don't think he's got the arm talent for the NFL. So I'm lower on him than you. Emory Jones, he's got severe accuracy issues. If he can figure it out, you've got something. If not, okay, just somebody else who couldn't figure out one aspect and is what it is. Richardson behind him is about the same. Accuracy issues, but he's a nice athlete. Pierce, I don't think he makes the NFL, or if he is, he's out before the end of camp. Davis, I felt, was the same way. Lingard, I wish he had more lateral skills, agility, footwork. He is super fast, but you get him left and right, and it's just not there for me. I think he'll ultimately end up being fourth, fifth, sixth round, but he's not someone who I'm you know, overly interested in. As far as the receivers, Copeland, I don't think he makes the NFL. Grimes, he's got some interesting skills. He's got the height. He's got the speed. He's a nice athlete, but there's just something missing from him. And when you're in Florida, something missing, that just always brings me back to Otis Tool when he stole and killed the little Walsh kid there. Actually, fun fact, that's how we have some of the boards and stuff, because of that incident and finding kids. So at least something good was out of that. There's your one per show. Kadarius Toney might make the league. I don't think he will. He's a little small. And the freshman Henderson. We've said before that there's probably 50 to 100 to 150 athletes that we're looking at on high school film that we go, yeah, maybe. I want to see it versus actual talented athletes, but maybe. Not someone I'm super interested in, but he lumps in the list of keep an eye on and maybe in the future. Was there any of the other receivers that you were interested in? Or I know you're higher on Lingard than I am, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think Lingard has a chance to be a nice kind of a part of a 1-2 punch. I don't think he's ever really going to be the guy, but I think he could be a nice playable asset at some point in the future. Jamarcus Weston, I think, has a nice frame. He's kind of a bigger kid. He's like 6'3", 215, 220, something like that. I think he could. He's a freshman as well. He's a kid I would lump him in that category with Henderson with you. You know, kind of a bigger kid that keep an eye on. I mean, but he's not somebody I'm stashing on my Devy roster at this point. It's kind of that maybe in a year or two, he's a fifth round pick in one of those Devy drafts and you're storing him to see, you know, if you start seeing anything. Because a lot of these guys, you know, Henderson and Weston specifically, they were big jump ball specialists in high school. You threw it up, they went up, got it, they made plays because they were bigger than the other kids and they were just, you know, just a better talent there. You need to see some routes, you need to see some things happen there, but I'm not sure this team can develop any of these guys. Like, it's just, I don't trust Mullen. I'm not a big fan of what they're doing down there. You know, like, it's just meh. I mean, a lot of meh. I mean, I think Auburn has a lot more promise and opportunity to have success with some of what they've got based on, you know, just the staff and some of what they're doing. So anything else on Florida you want to bring up?
I'm a little higher on Mullen, but it might be because they did have Moose Dump there before and McElwain. And if they want to switch and hire them, you'd make a Seminole fan happy because they at least have figured out how to get their head out of their backside with this one, and they can't say that about the prior two.
Right.
But yeah, I don't have anything else to really add about Florida. There's not much from a Devy. They are going to have some defensive assets.
They do.
Drafted.
They always do. Yep.
Who ends up in the right spot for fantasy? We'll see.
Yeah, and typically in Devy anyway, really the only elite Devy defensive guys get drafted for your Devy roster. So none of the guys we mentioned tonight are going to be guys you're touching from the defensive side in Devy, because there's not anyone on either team that I'm like, oh, this is the guy, you got to go get him. So from the Auburn side of things, you know, everybody knows Gus Malzahn. He's got kind of a power spread offense. He definitely tries to kind of get people into space, really make things wide. The defense is a little more exotic. It's more of kind of a 4-4-2-5, not really a 4-3. They tend to have more defensive backs on the field. So this defense, if you're looking for Devy options, your front four guys you can look at, but there's nobody super exciting. And then your kind of your safeties and DBs are guys you would keep an eye on. But linebackers wise, there's just not a lot to look at. So, but the big name on this team is Bo Nix. Everybody knows Bo Nix. He kind of came on and people are excited by him. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm not as high on him as most people. What's your take on Nix? How do you feel about him?
When I scouted him last year, I had him only behind Howell and probably tied with, what was Wisconsin kid's name?
Is that Martinez?
No. I had him tied for second with the kid from Wisconsin, Mertz.
Oh, I gotcha. Yep.
When I watched film on him in high school and last year, you kind of see B-level arm, B-level athlete, B-level head. But he played as a freshman in the SEC. That gives me hope. That also describes Fromm, and that gives me a little concern also. In that he never got better. He was what he was early on. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm still interested in him. I'm only interested in super flex leagues. I wouldn't own him in a one QB league unless you're playing super deep. He does have upside. It would not surprise me if he's the top five selection in a couple years. It wouldn't surprise me if he's in the fifth round as someone that you know their name and you don't realize that they're, you know, a C-plus athlete, you know. And behind him, they didn't really have much. Sandberg was a baseball player, and Kalen Newton's, he's four notches below his brother. How did you feel about Knicks?
Yeah, you know, typically when you have kind of above average arm, above average everything, you'll get drafted. You know, my concern is athletic profile wise and size. Is he Trace McSorley? You know, does the NFL say, hey, we can make you a gadget guy, but you have to be able to play another position or do some other thing? I'm not willing to take a risk. You know, super flex, I'd be okay stashing him, but I own zero shares. And if I did, I'd probably be okay trading it. Well, it's because I don't know this value will be any higher than it is right now. I mean, quite honestly, because the people either love them or they're just like me. Somebody else can have them.
Yeah.
You know, and I like his decision making. I mean, he's from everything I saw stepping in under that kind of pressure in the SEC, he made good decisions with the ball. I mean, he wasn't super gunslingery. He seemed to work through progressions at a fairly decent rate. You know, it didn't look too big for him, but is he always just going to be kind of a good college quarterback bouncing around the NFL because of, you know, just not having anything that he excels in? So
somebody else who made the NFL from the SEC is he Aaron Murray?
Oh, right. Yep.
E plus head, B arm, athlete.
Right.
And I mean, there's a spot for that. We have an eye on him, but there's one eye, not two.
It's not fantasy relevant.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. And outside of that, though, I mean, I was really surprised. I mean, I like Seth Williams. I don't love him.
I do.
I think he's probably one of my top, like, 5 to 10 wide receivers in the class. I know a lot of people like him more than I do. I don't own any shares, though. Outside of him, though, there's really not a lot on this team that I'm super impressed with. From the running back position, I don't own any of these guys. I don't like Fromm, Joyner, Schenker. I mean, none of them. What's your take on this offense?
Almost like with the Florida, I'll just kind of whip through most of the names we don't have to discuss. Tight end, they play a fullback, and it's really odd scouting that. They just don't have a system where, unless tight end is super obvious, that we're even interested right. From a fantasy perspective. I know he's not on Auburn anymore, but Tarvis Whitlow, he played there last year and went to Southern Illinois or Northern Illinois, or something Illinois. He was a nice athlete. He had some issues with coaches, and they kicked him out, basically. He's someone I'm still interested in. Hopefully he can figure it out. I think he makes the NFL, but we'll see. Behind him,
DJ Williams.
Williams, the freshman last year. How are you that slow at that position at 205? Like, I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like I'm hating on him. I never played in the SEC, never had a prayer of it, but I don't see it. And then Shivers, he doesn't have elite speed, and he's like 180. Bigsby, the freshman, some sites had him as a 5. I thought he was more of a 4. He's really smooth. I know they list him at 210, but when you watch him on film, he looks like he's 185. I'm a little concerned about that. But he's someone I have my eyes on for the future. I will save Williams for after, just because the other names are easy to knock out. Schwartz, he gets a lot of receptions. He might make the NFL. He's pretty much a speed-only type. Hudson and the freshman, Hudson, I thought that he had solid speed. He uses his hands. He's got issues with the 9 route. Like I notice he doesn't use his body like he should, but he's got really nice feet for the size. I thought he was one of those, 100, 150, keep an eye on him. Jackson was the other freshman. I thought he had an NFL frame, but he needs refinement. Like we said before, he's one of these 100, 150. Keep an eye on him. If they start looking nice, grab him. Was there anyone on there that I missed besides Williams? I mean, how do you feel about Bigsby? He's the other name, I guess, out of here.
I have no interest. I don't own any shares. I mean, he'll probably get drafted. He's probably a day 3 type guy. Williams is really the only asset on this team that I think really goes high in the draft, and he's probably a second rounder. He could get into first round consideration depending on what the class looks like when it comes out. Just looking back through my notes, I mean, quite honestly, I have more interest in guys from Florida than Auburn, which was surprising when I went back through my notes. I mean, Williams is about the most Devy relevant asset on this whole thing in my mind.
I think he's someone that you're selecting anywhere from 1-5 to 2-5 next year. He's going to have the 40 scrutinized hard. I think he's between 4-5 and 4-6. But he isn't. Yes, at his size, he's 6'2", 215 maybe. Might be a little heavier now. But he'll make the NFL. He's got route running issues. But he can also just say, yeah, that ball's mine and bring it in. He's got that alpha male thought process.
He's physical.
Very physical. He uses his hands well. I am extremely interested in Seth Williams.
Yeah, he's definitely a receiver I'm targeting if I haven't already tried to target him. But you know, typically they're hard to trade for, especially when they're this close to being drafted and the hype is real. So, is there anyone else you want to talk about in Auburn? Otherwise, we're at our half hour. We'll cut it off and be done.
No, I mean it's a short list. I mean, out of Florida and Auburn, we're pretty much looking at Trask. Pitts, we're looking at him highly. Mm-hmm. Nix is a hopeful. Whitlow, we're considering Auburn for sake of the show. He's a hopeful.
Williams.
Bigsby, I have a little more hope than you do. And yeah, the big one for Auburn is Williams, and yeah, he's first, maybe second rounder next year, for fantasy. He's very, very interesting. You're going to hear, I mean, I'm not saying ours is the be all end all, but you're going to get, I don't know, 50, 100 different opinions on him in the next 8-9 months. Yep. So, but yeah, we are extremely interested in him.
Okay. That's it. All right, folks. So, Auburn, Florida, you know, if you guys got questions and you're doing your Devy drafts in the coming months, obviously you're not doing them now because we're in season, but as you get to the off season, RotoHeat has a Devy Discord channel. We talk Devy and we're not afraid to show it. So, you guys need help, hit us up. You know, obviously you've seen the scroller, find us on rotoheat.com. You can hit me up at Twitter at RotoHeatBrad. Paul's over on Facebook. We're both in Discord. Let's keep the conversation going, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Deuces.
Thanks for listening to the Devy Hour Podcast. Don't forget to check us out on RotoHeat.com or on YouTube at RotoHeat.